Hello.
Hey, this is Eddie. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
This upcoming March, Tampa will hold election for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely?
Somewhat likely.
Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
The second one.
Okay. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on the election day?
Mail.
Under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous election no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming election automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for this upcoming March 2023 election for mayor? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely?
Not too likely.
In general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I don't know. I'm still fairly new to the area, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
Okay. Now, do you feel that the growth and development that Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or bad?
I don't know. I think growth is good and bad. The economy is, with inflation and everything else, it just means everything else is going to keep costing more. So I would say it's bad right now. Unless salaries go up, everything else going up is bad.
Okay. Now, as things stand now, would you vote to re-elect Jane Castor as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I honestly don't. Again, I'm new to Florida. I'm a former California resident that really didn't pay much attention to politics when I was in California, so I don't know, good, bad,
Okay.
or indifferent. I tend to go with, whoever if the incumbent is Republican, I stick with it. If not, then I just don't vote.
All right. Now, in general, which of the following candidates in upcoming March City Council races will you choose? One who worked.
I don't know anything about any of the candidates. If they're Republican, they'll get my vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Traffic congestion and condition of streets, jobs and economic development, too much city government spending, crime and public safety, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, or affordable housing?
Affordable housing.
And what is the next most important issue or problem? Traffic congestion and condition of streets, jobs and economic development, too much city
Jobs.
government. Okay, awesome. Now, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. Here's the first one. Bill Carlson, favorable or unfavorable?
If this is about individuals, I don't have an opinion either way because I don't know them. I deal with the general election. I've never really voted in local stuff, and I don't know anybody. I haven't, like I said, I'm new to Florida, so I only know at like the governor level and up is where I vote. I don't do city and local stuff, so I don't know
Okay.
anybody.
I do have to name them. They're not all local, but if you have, I mean, if you don't know or you don't have an opinion, just let me know. All right? So next we have Sandy Mormon,
Don't know.
Joseph Citra,
Don't know.
Sean Shaw,
Don't know.
Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Will you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Jane Castor, the current mayor?
Don't know.
Widowman is Calusco?
Don't know.
Janet Cruz?
Don't know.
Orlando Goose?
Don't know.
Lane Hartick?
Don't know.
And Bob Henriquez?
Don't know.
Okay. Next, Mark, which candidate will you vote for if you had to vote in the election for mayor and city council today? Mayor, we have Bill Carlson and Jane Castor.
Whoever the Republican is.
Okay. That will be Bill in this case. So Bill Carson, right? And then we have for the city council district, Sonja T. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Klindeman, and Chase Harrison.
Whoever the Republican is.
Well, you will have to choose just one. Like, let's say you run out of time and you just have to choose a name right now. We only have this and one more to choose. So
again, with mayor and city elections and stuff, I don't know the candidates at all. I know, national level stuff. I don't know local stuff. So if a ballot was put in front of me, if the incumbent was Republican, they'd get my vote. If they were Democrat, they wouldn't. I would vote for whoever the Republican is. If there's more than one Republican, I'd try to do a little bit of homework and figure it out. But it will always be Republican for me. I never sway. It's not an issue by issue for me. It's Republican all the way. So whoever the Republican is, that's who I'd go with. If there's more than one to choose from, I wouldn't know. I don't know enough right now to give you an answer because I haven't done my homework to compare one over the other. So if the sitting mayor right now is Republican, that mayor would get my vote because they're already there.
Okay. I understand right now. It's just that for this particular question, I don't know options. So I don't, like, if you had the ballot right in front of you today, which name would you choose? Sonja P. Brookins, Joseph Citro?
I wouldn't make a choice by their name. I'd make a choice by their party affiliation. So do you have that information? Do you have their party affiliation with their name? Can you tell me who's a Republican and who's a Democrat? Because if you can't do that, then I can't get an answer.
Yeah, I can look for that. I guess. Give me a second.
Who's the current mayor right now, and are they Republican or Democrat?
That's Jane Castor, and I believe she's a Democrat.
Yeah, she would not get my vote.
So the one running against her, she is a Democrat, and the one running against her was Bill Carson, right? So I already choose that one for you. Now for
six, right. If that's a Republican, then yes, that's who would get my vote. The Republican would get my vote.
All right, now the next one for City Council District 1, we have Sonja P. Brookins, which is, let me see. Yeah, she's a Democrat. We have Joseph. Joseph Citro, who... Jesus, I can't tell. So
local primaries in November, right? The stuff like for mayor and whatnot in Tampa, that there were like primaries in November, right?
Right.
I submitted my ballot for that. So however I voted in the primaries is how I'm gonna go. If I do vote in March, it's gonna go the same way. the same people, if that primary is who's going to be on the ballot in March, that's who's getting my vote.
I understand. Now, if
and I'm not at home, I'm traveling, so it's not like I have anything in front of me, all the different mailers and stuff. So, again, whoever the Democrat is who, or whoever the Republican is who's going to get my vote.
Okay. Yeah, I do need a name. I need to choose a name here. So if we wouldn't be able to complete the survey if you don't choose a name. I can repeat him, though.
It's for the Tampa City Council?
Yes, District 1 and District 3. So for District 1, we have Sonja P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Klentman, and Chase Harrison. I know Chase Harrison is a Republican.
Well, if he's the only Republican, he'd get mine. Like I said, without knowing, if there were four and two were Democrat and two were Republican, I'm going to go Republican, but then I wouldn't know who to choose without doing some research on who the two candidates were. If there's just the one, then the Republican is going to, by default, get my vote because he's Republican.
So will you choose Chase Harrison in this case for District 1?
Yes, if he's Republican, yes.
Okay, now for District 3, we have Jane Cruz, who is a Democrat, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hertek, and Jose Vasquez. Who will you choose?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I know Gwendolyn is a Republican. Gwendolyn Henderson?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Just put that one.
Okay. All right. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, rate the job Mayor Jane Castor is doing on each of the following. Rebuilding the city's water and sewer pipes and infrastructure system. Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I have no idea. Just put middle of the road. It's not good, it's not bad. I have no opinion either way. I'm too new to the area to form an opinion, to even know the history or anything.
What about fighting crime and keeping Tampa Street safe? Will you consider that good or bad?
I guess good. Again, I've got no reference point. I haven't lived here long enough to have an opinion either way.
And what about bringing in new jobs and growing the economy? Would you rate that as good or bad?
Again, I haven't been here long enough, sir. I don't know.
Okay. What about working on affordable housing? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
At this point right now, because everything has gone up and my rent went up $400 in 1 year, I'm going to say not good.
So not so good or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Now, working on make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Again, can't really form an opinion there.
Okay. What about working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Can't form an opinion. Again, I don't have any basis to you know, I've just got no baseline to compare to. I came from California, and it's a shit show there, my friend, so.
Okay. And
at this point, anything is better than what's going on in California, so, but I haven't been here long enough to form an opinion.
I understand. Now, the last one here says being physically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money. Will you rate that as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I will always say, no matter what the party affiliation, politicians do a poor job at managing our money.
Okay. Next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Jane Kasser have made recently. Rate each. If it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or if it makes no difference in your support for her. So the first one says that Mayor Kasser pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some call toilet to tap, and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills, and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Will this make you definitely not vote for her? Probably not vote for her, or make no difference?
Makes no difference. She's a Democrat. She's not getting my vote.
Okay. Now, this one says she built the city council into accepting her voice, I mean, into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently amid scandal. Definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference. She's a Democrat. She's not getting my vote.
Okay. She has continued to promote racial policies that embarrasses the city, including renting while black, that caused hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty. So definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference.
Oh, I would totally hold that against her, but she's Democrat, so she's not getting my vote.
So you want me to choose definitely not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Definitely wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. Now, this one says, Jane Kasser's policies as police chief and mayor have led to an increase in crime. This make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Definitely wouldn't vote for her.
And the last one here says, Mayor Kasser is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a competitive bidding process. This make you definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference?
Definitely wouldn't.
Okay, perfect. Next, here are a few statements that supporters of Mayor Jane Kasser might make as to why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. So rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. And here's the first one. As the former police chief and now as mayor, Jane Kasser knows how to keep her community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violent crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras. Your reaction to this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
The next one says, Jane Kasser has an open, accessible style as the city's leader. She's known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concern and caring. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
As mayor, Jane Kasser continues to dedicate funding for the housing affordability crisis and uses city-owned land to build new low-cost single and multifamily affordable homes. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
We're almost done, by the way. Thank you for your time. Jane Kasser is a take charge leader who tackles the through problems and gets things done. She is successfully taking on the rebuilding of Tampa's aging water and sewer pipes system. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Mayor Kasser is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding the riverwalk, and adding 21 miles of bike lanes. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Mayor Castro is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, adding more youth programming, and increasing pre-K childcare options. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Under Mayor Jane Castro, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship boat parade. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
And the last one here says, Jane Castro is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhoods and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families and to raise kids. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, thank you. Now, after hearing all of this information about her, will you vote to re-elect Jane Castro as mayor of Tampa, or will you vote for someone else, to someone new, to replace her?
Someone new, a Republican.
Lastly, just a few more statements about the record of a candidate for city council. Rate each. If it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or if it does not matter to you. The first one says, he came to the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money off of lucrative city deals. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of conflict of interest. This make you definitely vote against this person, probably vote against, or it does not matter?
Not knowing who they are, I'd probably vote against. If somebody has that many conflicts of interest while they're in politics, I'd have an issue with that.
Okay. Now, refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who tend to benefit from his city council actions and contracts. This make you definitely vote against? Probably vote against, or does not matter?
I'd probably vote against.
The next one says, has led a power grab to shift power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefit from city actions. This make you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Yeah, probably vote against. Sounds like a shady
game. Has created dissension and division by making false accusations and perpetrating unsubstantiated conspiracy theories rather than working with his colleagues to address our community's needs. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Probably vote against.
And the last one here says, has voted against funding the police and firefighters in crime-fighting measures that keep our community safe. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Did you say he voted against helping police and firefighters? Oh, yeah, hell no. I'd vote against somebody who did that.
So that would be definitely vote against, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And now just a few questions for classification purposes. Do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be of some other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be either African American or black?
Nope.
How long have you lived in Tampa? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or...
0 to 10.
Okay. All right, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye now.